Jesus, remember me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, every different year, the Passion is read by a different person. One could be St. Matthew, the other could be St. Mark, the other St. Luke, like today, and as a matter of fact, as you know, St. Luke is the patron of doctors. And definitely every Good Friday, the Gospel according to St. John is read here. But today's Gospel of St. Luke, I think, really touched me because it affects all of us, or most of us. You know, you and I probably know how it feels to let down those we love, to harm others, betray them even. How do we respond to those dark realities of human life? A first step, I think, is simply to admit the hurt we have caused. Without attempting a sincere apology, there can be no forgiveness or no reconciliation or no healing. The person who has caused hurt needs to accept responsibility. It so very, very often happens for what they have done. Secondly, genuine remorse will always be expressed most credibly by actions rather than words, learning from our mistakes. Actually, making a change in our behavior will show the seriousness of remorse. That's what Lent was supposed to have done. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, it is important in time to be able to look beyond the mistake, not to wallow in it, not to get stuck in an endless cycle of blame, guilt, and self-recrimination. The alternative is to live in endless depression and even despair. As someone beautifully put it, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, says, God has a short memory. God forgets. And hence, he asks us also to forget the sins of our past once we are made confession. St. Luke's account, my dear brothers and sisters, of the final hours of Jesus offers insight into how we can go beyond our failures and betrayals to a new life. One important detail found in St. Luke's Gospel is that at every moment that the cock crows, as Peter is denying knowing Jesus a third time, that the Lord then turns and looks straight into Peter's eyes. Whatever Peter sees in Jesus' eyes, it makes Peter come to his senses. He weeps tears of remorse. Tears are jewels God has given us. Tears are pearls. Tears of joy, tears of remorse. After the resurrection, Jesus helps Peter to move on. And that's what he does to each and every one of us. Make no mistake about it. We fall. We rise, and the past is over. At the lakeside, he asks Peter three times if he loves him. And each time Peter affirms his love, the Lord entrusts him a task. In spite of his weakness, feed my sheep, care for my little ones. Actions, mighty people, as you and I know, speak louder than words. Peter will do as the Lord asks us. In another detail found only in Luke, we meet the good thief, traditionally known as Didymus. He owns his guilt, accepts responsibility for his actions, and so escapes the bitterness and anger of the other criminals hanging with Jesus. Didymus clings to his hope for a future for redemption. And he says, Jesus, Remember me when you come into your kingdom. In doing so, my dear brothers and sisters, he is able to embrace forgiveness and promise of a new life. And as we enter Holy Week, my dear brothers and sisters, as we go to confession or we ask God's forgiveness, let us remember to say this, what the good thief did. Remember me, Jesus, when you enter into your kingdom. A final detail that Luke also relates is in the middle of the Last Supper, the disciples squabble. Who is the greatest? Who will sit at the right hand and the left hand? Jesus reminds them where true greatness lies: service, self-forgiving love, a genuine conversion of heart. We saw that so vividly, my dear brothers and sisters, during the pandemic. All the first responders, all those who were there, doctors, nurses, aides, people who cleaned the hospitals, who stole the shelves, who drove trucks, and you can go on and on and on. And that's what brings about forgiveness. In the antidote of the temptation of asserting ourselves at the expense of others, that's where jealousy comes in. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, like Peter, each of us knows how it feels to have the Lord, to let the Lord down. You know it, and I know it. We know it in the silence of our hearts. So very many times, you know, we have let the Lord down. And I would ask you, and I would ask myself, you see, you know, as we prepare for Holy Week, having proclaimed the gospel, Passion, think about, you know, as a yardstick, think about the Ten Commandments. And I think there we have got a rule. But also on the positive side, take the Bible and read about the Beatitudes. And there we will see how, you know, our positives in the Beatitudes are much more higher than the negatives in the Ten Commandments. Dismas shows that no matter how desperate our situation may seem, how guilty, how rejected, how alone we feel, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with us. Make no mistake about it, mighty people of the parish. The further away you and I are from Jesus at times, the closer Jesus is there to help us, only for the asking. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Holy Week, the rudiments of our faith, the richness of our faith, on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, and Easter, let that Alleluia be by being a gift to ourselves. Let us help ourselves, first and foremost, giving a gift of Jesus, if possible, to go to the sacrament of confession. Remember me, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. I believe in one God.